President Trump has been talking a lot this month about an economic stimulus package. He says it'll direct cash assistance to individuals and families, but
we also have a lot of money set aside for big businesses, you know, the big, powerful companies that were powerful 4 weeks ago, and today they're overextended. Look at the cruise line. That's a big, that's a tremendous business, a big business.
That's from a White House briefing last Sunday.
We can't let the cruise lines go out of business. I mean, that would be massive numbers of jobs for our country.
Cruise Lines International Association says cruise visitors help support more than 421,000 American jobs and contributes $53 billion to the U.S. economy. These figures include indirect economic benefits. And it's true, the loss of cruise visitors is hitting smaller operators hard. Colleen Stevens helps run a family-owned boat tour operation in Valdez. Most of its customers are people off of cruise ships.
You'd be hard to find an operator in Alaska that's not currently adapting schedules and figuring out plans to survive summer.
She's also president of the Passenger Vessel Association. The national trade group represents U.S.-flagged passenger ships. In Alaska, that's everything from private whale-watching tour boats to the Alaska Marine Highway System. The PVA recently penned a letter to the White House.
The message we wanted to put forward is to remember us. We are providing U.S. jobs. We are providing taxes into the U.S. economy and local economies. And as we feel the hit, which we are all feeling very drastically, we wanted the message to be there to remember your U.S. domestic operators.
A major union representing U.S. crew members is against any cruise bailout. Don Marcus is president of the Masters, Mates, and Pilots Union.
We've heard discussions about a cruise industry bailout, and it just, I can't tell you how inappropriate and outrageous it really is when you start thinking about it.
He says domestic U.S.-flagged vessel operators should be first in line for any federal assistance.
My concern is it would be an outrageous misappropriation of tax dollars to bail out international cruise ship companies that are U.S.-owned, that don't pay taxes, when you have ferries, marine transportation industry around the country that are going to be in a similar position.
Alaska's U.S. senators haven't said directly whether they'd support direct aid to the cruise lines, but the bill does establish a $500 billion fund for struggling industries. A taxpayer watchdog group says the big cruise lines like Carnival, Norwegian, and Royal Caribbean shouldn't be allowed to tap into this money. Steve Ellis is president of Taxpayers for Common Sense in Washington, D.C.
The cruise industry has been abusing the U.S. taxpayer for years, for decades, where they've basically used flags of convenience to avoid paying U.S. taxes, even though they're effectively U.S. companies.
He says COVID-19 took a lot of people by surprise, but the cruise industry has struggled with viruses and illnesses in the past, and so should have been better prepared for a pandemic. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.